Independent cattlemen are celebrating yesterday's jury ruling that the nation's largest beef packer has been illegally manipulating cattle prices. The federal jury in Montgomery, Alabama, then recommended that Tyson Foods should have to pay nearly $1.3 billion in damages. Melanie Peoples reports.
This case marks the first time a class action lawsuit has invoked the Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. And up to 30,000 cattlemen may be eligible for some of the money. In a prepared statement, Gary Michelson, spokesman for Tyson Foods, says the way Tyson has been buying beef is neither illegal nor unfair.
The verdict's a disappointment to our company and thousands of cattle producers who want to maintain the right to market cattle the way they want.
Tyson, known in most households for chicken, not beef, has been buying beef by using contracts with a select group of cattle producers to acquire a large supply of cows. That kept them from having to buy more cows when cattle prices were higher. These market agreements were good for Tyson and two other large national beef suppliers, and the select group of cattle producers who were lucky enough to have these contracts.
There are thousands of producers across the nation who prefer selling cattle through marketing agreements with meat packers because they're more efficient and because they reward them for raising livestock that produce beef products that meet consumer demands.
But that marketing option, according to the cattlemen who filed the lawsuit back in 1996, hurts independent cattle ranchers who had two choices: either sell their cows to Tyson at unacceptable low prices or not at all. Plaintiff's attorney Joe Watley.
What the captive supply agreements did was they gave Tyson cattle that they had lined up in advance, and other producers, the independent ranchers and cattle producers across the country, would know that if they didn't take Tyson's price, which was almost always a low-ball offer, that Tyson would go use that captive supply cattle and operate its packing plants.
Watley argued that because Tyson owned such a big share of the market, it amounted to manipulating cattle prices, not, as Tyson claimed, allowing supply and demand to drive the market. Watley says independent cattle producers were losing an estimated $25 a head. Tyson's spokesman says they plan to appeal. Meanwhile, Watley says he already has pending lawsuits against the nation's other two largest beef producers, Excel and Swift. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.